Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I think getting arrested for any sort of crime, obviously, this isn't breaking news. That's embarrassing. At least it should be. Not everybody's embarrassed. Those people are real problems, but you should be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And insurance fraud, yeah, that'd be embarrassing. This is, I think, the most embarrassing version of insurance fraud I've ever seen. See if you agree.
You may remember this shocking video from November when four people were arrested for allegedly faking bear attacks in luxury cars to collect insurance money. Well,
okay.
No.
Faking bear attacks. Oh, my God. This is so ambitious.
I don't remember this.
This is so ambitious.
This is amazing.
That's the nicest thing you could say about it. Well, a very ambitious ploy.
Well, I mean, they're showing the bear costume that these people dressed up in.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty good. And even from the...
It looks like the bear costume the Utah Jazz mascot wears.
I want to see it on.
But even... So they show security cam footage of a car being broken into. And I wouldn't have been able to tell that that was a person in a bear costume.
No, I wouldn't have either. You're right.
In luxury cars to collect insurance money. Well, today
It has... The costume is laid out on the floor. And, you know, it's got the arms and, well, the legs.
Yeah.
But where a human's arms and legs would go. And then they've got those things that are, like, for safety for the claws that they were using to actually shred things up in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Today they appeared in court. KCAL's Joy Benedict shows us what happened.
It's security video giving bears a bad name as investigators say someone in a bear costume ransacked multiple cars, the only honey inside. A false insurance claim.
You each waive and give up that right and agree that your preliminary hearing would be timely.
It's a case
you know
certainly-
this brain trust never thought this day would happen.
Oh, these are such losers.
A case that certainly turned heads in San Bernardino County. And Monday, all four defendants faced a judge for a preliminary hearing.
The only way this could be better is if they were wearing a panda bear suit.
Like the wrong kind of
bear. Like, well, it's not indigenous here. Zoo escape, man.
Well, at least they all dressed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're looking good for court.
Ruben from Roseanne, yes, Your Honor.
They waived their rights to a speedy hearing.
Oh,
the
boy.
Three men and one woman are out on bail. None of them wanted to speak on camera after the court appearance, but we're learning more about this case and the bear necessities of the complaint.
The one guy looks more like a bear when he's out of the costume than he did in it.
To court documents, the four individuals from L.A. County claimed a bear destroyed three high-end vehicles at Lake Arrowhead in January of 2024.
They couldn't have been their high-end cars, right?
It doesn't seem like it.
Right?
I guess I don't know.
You wouldn't make any money.
Right. You're out of car and you just get, then you got to make an insurance claim.
Yeah. No one makes money off insurance claims.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that are legit.
Yeah.
Also, they said destroyed. And yeah, things got messed up, but
there's some scratches.
Yeah.
This bear has never seen children in a car because my car is as destroyed as that.
See, the real flaw in their logic here, they did pretty well. I mean, the bear costume looked about as good as a bear costume can look, I suppose. But the fake claws they used, I don't think a lot of bears make scratches that are perfect parallel lines to one another.
Especially
like six of them and there's like perfectly straight lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're a little close together.
Yeah. How would they ever pick up on this that maybe something was weird?
A 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost, a Mercedes G-Wagon, and a 2022 Mercedes-Benz 350.
Okay. The State Department of Insurance says the individual.
Individuals then provided this grainy security video to their insurance providers, Bristol West, Progressive, and State Farm, being reimbursed.
Okay, it doesn't look as good as the video rolls on a little bit further.
No, it definitely doesn't. Yeah.
How did they, this is the most, we're sitting around smoking weed, getting high, coming up with ideas, and no one gets sober enough to say, this is stupid. Right?
I bet this is a
high plan.
I bet they saw a news story where a bear legitimately got locked in a car somehow. You know, you see those videos every now and then. The bear manages to get in the car, destroys it, and then it can't get out. And they probably thought, wait a minute. What if we get a bear costume and we do that? And then they did.
But again, like how did they collect the insurance money, though? Like, that's what I'm not too clear on.
Very confused by that.
You know, I mean, if they're breaking into somebody's Rolls Royce, wouldn't the person who owns the Rolls Royce make the insurance claim and not these four bungling dopes?
Like, how did they buy insurance on somebody else's car?
I don't know. I mean, I think you typically have registration.
Maybe they explain because it's not working for me.
I don't really, get this.
Bristol West, Progressive, and State Farm being reimbursed more than $300,000. Their providers became suspicious and alerted the Department of Insurance, which sent the video to California Fish and Wildlife, which then determined this was not a bear, but a human in a bear suit. A suit, investigators say, was
being the first person from Fish and Wildlife to suggest that. Be like, hey, what if that's a guy in a bear suit?
I don't want to sound crazy, but...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of real bears in real cars on YouTube, and this doesn't, strike me as real.
Suit, investigators say, was later found in a home of one of the defendants, and all four were arrested and are now working their way through the court process.
Is that them, the ones that are walking towards the camera?
Yeah, because they're a lot older than you'd think, aren't they?
Well, they forgot to move the blurry faces. Were they supposed to be blurred, or are these just innocent bystanders?
I think those are innocent bystanders.
I'm just blurring the other people in the courtroom, Steve.
I don't think they care
they don't
about
need to blurring the idiots.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they don't need to blur the faces of the convicted,
I'm a little
Steve.
Disappointed you couldn't put that together.
I thought maybe they requested to be blurred out.
Why aren't they blurring these people's genitals? What is this, Japanese porno?
The blurs are so far away, Steve. How could you possibly?
Well, they weren't when they all had their backs facing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they didn't even blur their faces when you couldn't see them.
Now working their way through the court process.
All four suspects are facing three counts each of insurance fraud, as well as defrauding an insurer. Their next court appearance is scheduled for October the 16th.
How, though? How did they make money off of a bear breaking into someone else's car?
They probably didn't. That's probably that makes them even more stupid, is all the people's cars. They just got insurance claims.
Because I watched the first minute of this yesterday, and I was like, oh, maybe it'll go on to say that they own those cars and they rent them. Like, it's one of those rental car places where you can rent a Rolls Royce for a day for $2,000 or something, but very unclear.
It's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And also $300,000 in insurance money. So do you think, because they said that one was a Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Rolls Royce ghost is no joke, man.
But they didn't total it. They tore the seats.
Yeah, but those interiors are like all custom. I mean, that's to replace that insurance-wise probably was itself $120,000.
Jeez.
I've thought about insurance fraud before.
Yeah, what did you consider, Kelly?
I've watched some shows where people burn their houses down. I love my house, but there have been times where I'm like, am I sad enough to try? You know, that sounds like a lot of money. I got a pretty good umbrella policy, guys.
Steve, you might as well save this file so it's easier to find when the authorities reach out to us.
I swear to God, if my house burns down and people start to question it, I'm not actually going to do that. But, you know, there have been some movies here and there. I just watched that Echo Valley thing that I was like, huh. Sounds legit,
you say.
See, I learned my lesson karma-wise, even having notions of something happening bad with insurance, because I had an old pickup that had a rusty tailgate, and I kept thinking, man, if I just slammed on the brakes and somebody ran into this, then they could fix my tailgate for me. And I would never...
And then you did.
I would never do that. No, then what happened is I bought a brand new truck, and somebody stopped in front of me, and I had to slam on the brakes, and the person behind me slammed into me and wrecked my brand new truck.
And then it was still your fault because you slammed into the person in front of you.
No. I didn't hit the person in front of me. I stopped in time. The person behind me smashed into me.
Oh, well, that's good. They still fixed your truck then.
Yeah, but it was a new truck that now had a... It was involved in a serious accident.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, you told us off the air. You've committed insurance fraud three times.
Why would you say that?
That's how you said you're paying for your kids' college.
Yeah.
People have gotten in trouble.
Was, throw some sticks on the roof and call the company.
Okay. This is happening. This is great. This is great. There have been people who have done this exact thing on the radio, and then it turns out they really did do insurance fraud.
Well, you didn't.
Or tax evasion or something.
This is going to, you know, if it ends up being that you really did after I made that up, that's still your fault.
Is that why you're getting so nervous right now?
Yep.
You're looking pretty guilty over there.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is not the insurance fraud type.
Tiny hands, big fraud.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of insurance you carry on that that Jeep of yours? The Comanche.
It's currently uninsured because it hasn't seen the road in months.
Steve got it insured for $150,000.
Yeah. With Lloyd's of London.
I don't know what happened. Bear attack. Bear wrecked the seats. I just put in some of that nice fuzzy leather.
Fuzzy leather?
Yeah. What is that, Alcantara or whatever?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.